Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that violence is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's, well, you know, a few minutes after two after out here on the Pacific Coast. A few minutes after five if you're sucking us in out east.
Yummy.
If you're not, then maybe you are listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7 for your ear holes. Or
yay,
you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher.
Fuck you.
Or at crabdiving.com.
Fuck you, boy.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours streaming live.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to us. However you are doing that, we appreciate the hell out of it. It's a slightly discombobulated, faithless Friday here.
Yes.
The dog.
It's my fault.
I'm not sure if the dog peed or not. There could be an event in the middle of the show where
I don't think she peed when I took her out. I saw her circle the yard.
She may not have. Maybe
I don't
she just
know.
Didn't have to go.
It was subtle.
So, yeah.
I don't know.
Kate fucked up the routine.
Yeah.
The
little
crab
Jack
diving.
Russell Terrier is holding up the show.
Yeah. So we apologize for that. But hey, we got an action packed show for you guys. Please, if you want to communicate with us during the show,
yes,
you can do so via the Twitter machine.
Hello.
At Crab Diving, one word, C R A B D I V I N G.
Oh, yes.
We appreciate whatever you guys sling at us there. And you can also toss us a message over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. Join in the convo there. We put stories that we talk about here. We put stories that we don't talk about and memes and shit. And
memes.
All kinds of graphics and funny stuff and
God.
Cartoons. And
I threw a gun story up there.
Story about a seal.
It's up
not the singer. Not
oh,
the,
really?
Not the Kiss from a Rose guy.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear that Seal broke into a gift shop and just walked around, didn't buy anything?
He's despondent after
My
the divorce. Right?
It wasn't a seal, by the way. It's actually a sea lion.
Oh,
that's
I see.
Although those things have huge. Listen, that's what the fucking article said. Does that not look like a seal in the picture? Does that look like a seal and not a sea lion?
Well, I
what
don't
is
know
the
difference,
fucking difference
between a seal and a sea lion?
I do
it's not.
Not
a walrus. Didn't we talk about didn't was
walruses
that a previous?
Are, yeah. Walrus eye. They're enormous.
Walrai.
Walrai, yeah. They're huge. This guy's tiny.
Yeah, or an emaciated walrus. With broken tusks.
He's from California. The animals, do they have bulimia or no?
I don't think so.
I'm a bulimic walrus.
I don't know about that. I could be wrong.
Fit in my blubber.
I could be wrong. It could be an elk barfing up its its last berry meal right now that
I don't
know about.
Look at an eel over there with a self-esteem issue, self-image yeah. problems. Come on. Quit looking in the mirror, you little asshole. Go live your fucking life.
The you look fine.
Thanks.
The not you. Well, you look fine too. I mean,
but everybody looks good today. Congratulations.
Everybody looks wonderful. It's a beautiful day here in the neighborhood, Koreatown, U.S. of A. Nice, warming trend here in Southern California.
That's right.
Warming trend the whole goddamn earth.
What does the AccuWeather forecast say today at File Experience?
I don't know. It's sunny and warm.
Weather.
There you go.
We don't even have a weather segment. That's fucking lame. We should have that.
Well, we don't have weather in California.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Or feelings.
Very true. In a lot of places. Speaking of the Republican Party.
Oh, yes.
We got some news with that last night, which will probably be one of the headlines. I guess we'll get to the headlines here, but probably one of the headlines is going to be about last night's debate.
Trump? Oh, no, the Democratic debate.
Right. The the one that makes you feel good on one hand, because it's like, well, they're both saying shit that I agree with.
It was an odd, like, I heard some of it. It's like an intelligent discussion. It's very strange.
Yeah, and
what the fuck is that?
You know, it keeps coming back to the few contentious issues that they have between them. And it really doesn't, I'll be happy with Hillary. I'm not going to hold my nose and vote Hillary if she gets the nomination. I mean, if Bernie weren't in it.
Is that a hashtag?
I'd be okay with, well, you know.
Happy with Hillary?
yeah, settle for Hillary.
Oh, come on.
I just think, I think we've talked about this, the arguments that they come out with, you know, all the little Hillary rats, of course, run around after the debate. But right. Then there are Bernie rats, too.
Yeah, Bernie's engaged in this artful smear campaign.
Well, that is where she lost me. When I was walking the dog earlier, I was trying to be objective.
Yeah.
I was trying to be objective about that and think if the anger I felt toward her was justified or not. And I think, you know, obviously we're Bernie fans here, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't think it's a personal smear campaign to say, look, big money should not be involved in this. And when she said she had the high road in that speech she gave, kind of, where she said, look, I don't like the innuendo. It's an Italian suppository. I don't like 1,000-year-old joke. I don't like the innuendo. I don't like the insinuations.
Nobody likes it.
These subtle attacks that because I have taken speaker fees, I've taken donations from, et cetera, from big business, big banks.
Yes.
That she said that it's swayed my vote. I have not changed one vote because of a donor.
Are we supposed to believe that? Are we supposed
maybe
to
she never changed it. She just stayed her course.
Right, right. There's all this fucking money in politics, but both of these parties, they sit up there and they say, you know, we don't take orders from lobbyists. Am I supposed to believe that somebody writes a check for $500,000, donates it to a super PAC, this candidate that benefits from the ad, they don't feel beholden?
Right. And that's kind of what Trump talks about.
Get out of here. We're not fucking stupid.
One of the rare times Trump ferrets out a truffle.
If he shot someone on Fifth Avenue,
he
would
lose. Not one of those times.
Any votes?
But when he said, you know, he said we got to get big business out.
We got to beat the shit out of them.
So people like me can't buy.
Right.
Can't buy politicians.
I'm gonna hit you in the fucking mouth, you pussy.
And that's one of the reasons that a lot of his lunatic base says they like him is that.
Yeah.
They'll overlook all the. Hillary stuff.
Right. All the fascism.
Sure. And the misogyny.
We're going to ignore the fascism and the misogyny.
And the racism and the Islamophobia.
Right. And the violence.
And
et cetera. All of that shit.
Xenophobia. And we will ignore that because he's going to get in there and he's not going to be influenced by any of these companies because he hasn't.
It's true.
Except for all the assholes that he golfs with.
Yeah, man. I mean,
and they sit around in the sauna and snap towels at each other.
It's going to be like billionaires doing favors for each other just because they like each other.
Right.
Because none of them need money. It's like we're giving the rich people the fucking government with Trump.
And it's access, too. When Hillary talks about influence, well, you know, part of that is access. If she's spending a weekend in Turks and Caicos at the Shearson Lehman Brothers weekend gala.
Turks and Caicos.
And she's being put up by them because she's the keynote speaker and she's making a couple hundred G's. And they wine and dine her. You tell me she's not going to sit down with those guys?
She's not going to give them the fucking time of day.
Well, right. And
she's
it's
not going to have a cup of coffee with them.
And whether they lobby her or not, there's still wine and dining. She's forming relationships with.
And it's the little things, right?
Implicit. I mean, you can't avoid influence.
And it's the little things, like in government. Like, what if somebody needs, I don't know, funding for a road? Or, you know, somebody's little pet project, right? Some infrastructure thing, or.
You right. Know. Or, you know, I hate that new tax.
Oh, right.
They're talking about.
Could you get rid of that?
But I thought she had the high road. And I thought that she won the exchange until you could hear the crowd applauding her, even yes. as she kind of, you know. Rose to her indignation of these attacks upon her. And, but then when she, I think she just went too far with that. When she then whipped out, this is a smear.
Pardon me while I whip this out. Yeah. To me, that felt like a cheap attempt to get Bernie to get down and dirty with her because that isn't that she'll win in that kind of fight.
Right.
With him, you know,
I think I might have the stuff here.
Artful smear. Jesus. I mean, like that's not what she does with her eyes shut. Please.
Well, and I think that's just you'll even hear the crowd starts booing, and I think they're booing her, to be honest with you.
I do too.
I don't think they're booing him at this because that's when Bernie. When she says this artful smear.
Yeah.
My opioid pain.
Oops. We got to listen to it.
An artful smear. Sounds like something to order on a bagel.
Yeah, this was. She says Sanders was inferring money from the financial sector has influence. And she's like, well, that means that any donor has always influenced any person and you can't go that far and everything. Right. He's got a point. She's got a point. But. His point is that he doesn't have any of this shit going on.
Yeah.
Creator and CBS News political director John Dickerson is with us from Washington. CBS. John, good morning.
Good morning, Nora.
Well, Hillary Clinton was fierce. She was forceful. And she went after Bernie Sanders talking about an art.
Okay. Blah, jeez. Blah, 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 blah. I thought this was
she was fierce. This was a clip. She was forceful.
I thought this was a clip, but it was actually a.
Don't you think. Hillary's line has to be that, listen, yes, I am in bed with some of these Wall Street fuckers. Yes, I take evil campaign donations here and there, but I will for sure beat the shit out of whatever Republican candidate is put up, and I will nominate, you know, like progressive judges to the court. You know, I won't do anything most too fucking heinous.
Right.
I mean, I think that's her message, right?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
It's fear-based.
Okay, well, we were talking about that software update, so people that are listening live, we apologize for the fact that we just fucking dropped out. We've got some issues with our software and everything. Hopefully, we'll have all this shit fixed by Monday or something. I'm going to do some emailing and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll talk to
you. I'm going to send out a strongly worded
South
message.
Africa.
Oh, really?
That's where they're at. Mm-hmm.
And, I was about to say, I was going to name a city in South Africa, but sadly, I cannot. What is the capital of?
Like Pretoria or something like that?
No, there's a big city.
In Johannesburg?
Yes. Get Johannesburg on the phone. Did you ever see District 9, that sci-fi movie? Took place in South Africa, I believe. Or it was supposed to be like I don't know. It was about apartheid. It was great little sci-fi film. I can't believe you've never seen that.
I don't know.
Bullshit. Anyway.
Let's see if we can get through the rest of this debate clip from...
From Africa.
You guys, I don't know when we actually cut out, but if
Hillary
guys...
Clinton is explaining why she's the best candidate, and then Bernie Sanders says, fuck you.
Yeah, Bernie is calling her out on her donations and shit, basically saying she's part of the establishment.
That enamored with the establishment, but I am very proud to have people like Keith Ellison and Raul Grijalva in the House, the co-chairman of the House Progressive Caucus.
Well, look, I've got to just jump in here because honestly, Senator Sanders is the only person who I think would characterize me, a woman running to be the first woman president, as exemplifying the establishment. And I've got to tell you that.
Yeah, see, that one she lost me a little bit,
so
too,
all
because
it takes is, like...
A vagina.
Fallopian tubes.
Well, right. I mean, that I don't get at all. There's plenty of establishment women. Carly fucking Fiorina on the other side running for president is the epitome of establishment.
So is she progressive, Carly?
Of course no. not. So, I don't... I think this was there's a flag on the field.
And also, I think
for
it's cheap.
Misuse of the woman card. Yeah. I mean, there's other reasons. Yeah. That it's great that we're going to have our first woman president. Yeah. It's about goddamn time.
Maybe Hillary lost her mind for 2 seconds and thought she was talking to the GOP base because they would fall for that shit.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. That's like GOP kind of shit. You know, it just because she's playing the woman card.
Yeah.
I don't think your progressives and your Bernie fans and your fucking libs, I don't think that works.
You heard the people, some of the people in the audience were screaming.
Yeah, that's true.
And president as example.
Probably Debbie Wasserman Schultz leading that chorus of screams.
Oh, yeah.
Amplifying the establishment. And I've got to tell you that it is really quite...
The best thing about this is that there was so much, it was just split screen, close up on these guys, and Bernie's reaction.
What's he doing?
He's like, you got to be kidding me. And when she said that, when she whipped out the big W, his eyebrows went up. He's like, what? What?
I mean, how can she say she's not establishment?
Right.
I mean, how the fuck can say that? She's not a Washington outsider. She was the Secretary of State. She was a senator. The First Lady. I mean, and you know, maybe...
First Lady of Arkansas.
Right. I think, don't you think politics... Oh, my God, that's true. She must look back on that and was like, oh, my God, I was the First Lady of Arkansas. Yeah. I came so far. She's establishment.
And I've got to tell you that...
But you agree, it's a flagrant misuse of the woman card.
Oh, absolutely.
It's really quite amusing to me.
What being part of the establishment is in the last quarter having a super PAC that raised $15 million from Wall Street, that throughout one's life raised a whole lot of money from the drug companies and other special interests. To my mind, if we do not get a handle on money in politics and the degree to which big money controls the political process in this country, nobody is going to bring about the changes that is needed in this country for the middle class and working families.
Yeah, but I think it's fair to really ask what's behind that comment. You know, Senator Sanders has said he wants to run a positive campaign. I've tried to keep my disagreements over issues, as it should be. But time and time again.
But isn't that an issue? He's not talking about the fact that her husband got blowjobs in the White House and, you know.
He's addressing.
Or that she defended her husband against some of these horrible accusations, even accusing the women, you know, going after the victims.
Is it an artful smear to talk about where her campaign money comes from?
Well, right.
I mean, isn't that...
And I just don't... I don't know. I just don't buy it. I don't think...
He's not bringing... Is he bringing up Benghazi, Bernie Sanders?
No.
Okay. Right. Well, I mean,
or emails. In fact, yeah. Later on, they talk about the emails, and Bernie again is like, I don't want to politicize it.
Yeah. It's not about that.
Yeah. And then there was something else. There was some issue. Oh, Bernie, you know, some of his toadies out in the field have had a couple of shenanigans themselves. One was a couple of assholes got some badges and were pretending to be union reps or something and were sneaking around trying to get people to vote Bernie. Yeah, you can't do that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And Bernie said, you know, we dealt with these. This is not how we want to run things.
There's
and,
no way Bernie would be behind that.
He apologized. Right. Yeah. And then they said, Secretary Clinton, would you like to comment? Would you like 30 seconds to comment? And she said, no. So she took the high road. It's right, like, no, right. This is not, these aren't the issues, you know? So I do, the weird thing I think coming out of the Clinton campaign is this weird butthurt right now about this, him talking about Goldman Sachs and her obvious, you know, wining and dining with Wall Street and big business over the decades is, I think it's an issue. I think it's a lot of the issue that people like us think about. Like if there's a taint to her, it ain't Benghazi with me. Right. It's not that, oh my God, she hid the gun.
Of course not.
That, what's his face killed himself with.
Oh my God. Wow. That's a deep track right
Foster.
There. Yeah.
Vince Foster.
Deep cuts.
It's not Whitewater.
Did Bernie bring up Vince Foster? Is that true?
With her? No, I think he may mention Vince Foster as a ridiculous fringe theory.
Oh, okay.
Or somebody did. Jesus. I've heard that name in the past day.
It seems to me, man, I just listening. It just seems like Hillary feels like she should be, it should be a coronation and she should get the fucking nomination because I don't know. Because she didn't get it last time.
I mean, I will say where I was made more comfortable last night, if he doesn't win, if she wins, is with this foreign policy. I mean, she's just, nobody out there is going to beat her on foreign policy.
Do you think?
Experience, right.
Do you think Hillary knows whether or not China is in Syria supporting ISIS or whatever the fuck? Ben Carson. Yeah. Who was that?
Maybe she leaked it to him.
Yeah, that was Ben Carson, right?
Yeah.
China's in ISIS.
Right.
These people don't know fucking shit.
People are looking at each other like, China?
Do you think Trump knows dick about the Middle East?
No.
I mean, past what you fucking read.
And well, he even says, he said, I'll learn it and I'll surround myself with the best people.
Well, of course you will, you idiot. Of course you will. What else do you do when you're president? You go in there and you get a shitload of people to help you.
Right.
And it's the best people. Why would you get the worst?
Right.
I'm going to get the worst people to help
George
me be president.
George Bush tried.
Well,
real hard.
God damn. Were we doing a show? Or when were Jeb Bush is bringing out his mom and George to campaign for him?
Yeah.
Were we talking about that live? Or was
that was this morning.
Crab diving offline.
That was offline.
Eddie wants to run a positive campaign. I've tried to keep my disagreements over issues, as it should be. But time and time again, by innuendo, by insinuation, there is this attack that he is putting forth, which really comes down to, you know, anybody who ever took donations or speaking fees from any interest group has to be bought. And I just absolutely reject that, Senator. And I really don't think these kinds of attacks by insinuation are worthy of you. And enough is enough. If you've got something to say, say it directly, but you will not find that I ever changed a view or a vote because of any donation that I ever received. What?
Now,
I mean come
done,
on.
Done.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Good. All well right. done. Well done.
But total bullshit. There's no way. There's no fucking way.
None of us believe
when
it.
When we see senator or whatever, somebody dumps a shit ton of money into your campaign. They don't want shit for it.
Right.
They don't want anything for it. Who goes to a job? And I work 40 hours a week. Here's your paycheck. Oh, no. Don't worry about it. Fuck it. You keep it.
Right.
Who cares?
It. directly, but you will not find that I ever changed a view or a vote because of any donation that I ever received. What? And I have stood up and I have represented my constituents to the best of my ability, and I'm very proud of that. You know, so I think it's time to...
That's where she should have stopped. I represented my constituents to the best of my ability. I'm very proud of that.
Right.
Drop mic. Now, here's where
it went wrong.
She goes off the rails, and I think it's she's got the crowd, and you'll hear her instantly lose the crowd when she's like, "You're a smear."
To the best of my ability, and I'm very proud of that. You know, so I think it's time to end the very artful smear that you and your campaign have been carrying out in recent weeks, and let's talk about the issues.
Is that Bernie's reaction? Yeah.
That's when Bernie's finally like, come on.
Shit.
Artful smear.
Don't get Bernie mad at you, Hillary.
Right.
Let's talk about the issues that divide us.
Okay, let's talk about issues. We both agree
with campaign finance reform.
Let's talk about issues.
I've worked hard for McCain-Feingold.
See, this is what is weird, is that she's right. These guys are arguing with each other. And they agree on almost fucking everything.
Absolutely, man.
So
they're splitting hairs,
right?
Shit.
And it's so different. I don't think it's a personal attack. I think that's the wrong tack to take for the Clinton campaign.
It's a fucking misstep. It's a misstep that's going to cost her, right? Because that's a pretty big fuck up.
Although
I
just realized it is New Hampshire that they're going for next.
So what does that mean?
And New Hampshire, the last time,
right?
Barack Hussein won Iowa.
Yes,
and
he lost New Hampshire, didn't he?
I believe so, but I think he was winning New Hampshire, and then they had that debate where he said, "You're likable enough, Hillary."
Oh shit!
And she had a town hall where she cried.
Oh god,
a little bit,
damn,
just a little tiny bit at the right moment. It was
she
a good
cry. Are you telling me Hillary Clinton has tear ducts?
I think it's in there somewhere.
Shit!
And both of those things, right, they think contributed to kind of woke up, I think, a lot of women in New Hampshire that felt that it was becoming, an anti-woman attack.
Did she use an onion?
I don't know if she did. Bravo. But
right.
Then she ended up winning, I think, New Hampshire.
Yeah,
I
don't know.
Maybe that's what they're going for here. Maybe that's just the tack they're going to take right now. Butthurt. And try to convince. Try to do the same thing, right, that happened in 2008. Maybe. I don't know.
You think she's sort of in the same boat? Like, she's running against a guy that is giving a bunch of progressives hope, you know?
Right.
People love Barack Obama. I mean, they still love him. I'm just saying.
It's not the same.
The Barack Obama supporters loved him.
Right.
Fucking loved him. And like, so how do you fight that? Because it's not like they hate you.
Right. And if Bernie were 20 years younger and brown, she'd be done.
Right.
Right? I mean, don't you think?
Why didn't Cory Booker run?
A charisma. Well, there you go. I mean,
that's my guy.
Cory Booker's good.
Right.
Here's a little bit more of this exchange. This is the worst part of it.
Okay.
And the rest of the night, they really just kind of, puffball each other. It's really flinging, it's Nerf balls.
Oh, yes.
I want to reverse Citizens United.
Let's talk about issues. All right, let's talk about why in the 1990s Wall Street got deregulated? Did it have anything to do with the fact that Wall Street provided, spent billions of dollars on lobbying and campaign contributions? Well, some people might think, yeah, that had some influence. Let's ask why it is that we pay by far the highest prices in the world for prescription drugs, and your medicine can be doubled tomorrow, and there's nothing that the government can do to stop it. You think?
Speaking of, did you see? Oh, he's right. I listened to this like an hour and a half ago.
How long can you listen to Bernie before you want to start throwing shit through windows right. and burning crap? Ah, fuck this shit.
Right.
Yeah, fuck this, man. He's right. Why do we pay so much for these fucking meds?
Well, right. And speaking of, did you see that just slimeball fuckwad Shkreli, Martin Shkreli?
Slimeball fuckwad.
That
easy breezy beautiful.
Really in the top five of
fuck
the most
you, buddy.
Hated
oh, yeah.
humans on the fucking planet in America.
Hey, you can't put a price on a good AIDS drug.
You know, he got summoned to Congress to speak in front of one of those ridiculous hearings.
Yes.
And
was he asked to disrobe?
Well, they asked him. He just sat there smirking like the whole time. Just he really all over the internet, all over social media. The frequent theme is definitely one of the most punchable faces on the planet. Just one of these that you just when you see him, you really have to fight your primal instinct to
fucking
just smack him
guy.
In the fucking face.
I fucking
excuse
hate
me.
This guy.
I have had a Tecate.
Oh yeah,
it's Friday. So the
made by Juan Valdez. No way.
No, that's coffee.
That's coffee.
Although Juan may be multitasking. You are the coffee's most, having trouble right now.
Who's the most interesting man in the world? That's
Dos Equis.
Okay. Who's Tecate? Nobody?
I don't think they have a
maybe it should be the crabs.
An icon. Sure. Hell, approach the crabs.
Yes,
we're available.
We'll sell your shit.
Buenos dias.
Oui, oui, señor.
Hombres. Mamacitas.
What does this mean? I've heard people say this eque de puño or something. What does that mean? Eque de puño. Doesn't that mean something? I've heard you say it. Something similar.
No, I've said
eje de coño. What does that mean?
Coño.
What does that mean?
hijo de Conyo is
corn.
I'm translating. Son of a
something.
C word.
Oh, son of a guy.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
I may have said that one
conyo!
On occasion. Yeah.
Okay. Kate, write that one down just so I remember its meaning before I scream it out at the top of my fucking lungs walking down the neighborhood or something.
It was a home run derby 1 year.
Oh,
we were watching,
God.
And Big Poppy.
David Ortiz.
Yeah, Big Poppy.
Conyo!
Yelled Conyo.
That's right. I forgot. That was so funny. He whiffed. He
something
missed,
happened. Yeah.
He missed the ball or he missed hitting a home run and he screams out, Conyo!
He did. Speaking of screaming.
Highest prices in the world for prescription drugs, and your medicine can be doubled tomorrow, and there's nothing that the government can do to stop it. You think it has any?
Oh, yeah. Let me finish this.
That's Shkreli.
Shkreli took the fifth.
Oh, did he really?
For no reason whatsoever.
What a pussy.
They asked him, how do you, I mean, it was kind of, you know, it's grandstanding, and Jason Chaffetz, that ninny from Utah.
Fuck you.
Asked him, you know, what do you say to the pregnant mother who has AIDS, who needs whatever that drug is, Dick Wattis to fam.
Oh, yeah.
And and can't now has to make a decision between, you know, like rent or
Dick Wattistum or whatever.
Or your drug.
AZT. Isn't that the AIDS drug?
And he says, I'm sorry, but on advice of my attorney, I invoke the Fifth Amendment to prevent myself incriminating myself. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
And
did everyone just pelt him with tomatoes?
Well, he asked another question. He got the same answer. And then Trey Gowdy,
God.
Weird head shaped odd hair dude.
Straight out of Harry Potter.
Mofo.
Right? He's the guy that looks like...
Malfoy.
Yes.
Draco Malfoy. And he's... Well, like, if you took Draco Malfoy...
Yes.
And put his head in a waffle iron.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You condensed it.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the sound it makes?
Trey Gowdy.
When you put your head in a waffle iron.
You put Trey Gowdy's head in a waffle iron. That's what the sound it makes.
That's funny.
And... He, even he, this is one of the rare moments I almost liked Trey Gowdy because he looked at Shkreli, the pharma bro, dick.
Yeah. Did he start blowing him or something?
And no, they're being hostile to him. They're pretending they're incredulous. And
Mr. Shkreli.
Meanwhile, probably half of those assholes have stock in that fucking company of his or whatever. some kind of pharmaceutical company.
These are rich people pretending to be outraged at other fucking rich people.
Right. How dare you get caught raising a price? I mean, how dare you raise a price for those poor people?
I'll see you at the club later. Fuck you.
We have to pass a law that says disclosing this information is illegal.
Dude, you know they're towel snapping at the same really posh gymnasium or something.
So
meet me in the shower.
Then Trey Gowdy said, it's Mr. Shkreli, is it?
Ah, that's funny.
And and Shkreli goes, yes, it is Shkreli. And Trey Gowdy goes, well, see, you can answer a question without incriminating yourself.
Wow, what a dick.
So why don't you just answer some of our questions and the ones that you find offensive.
Right.
Don't answer. And he said, on the advice of my... attorney, I'm not going to. But he just had this fucking smirk the whole time. And then this capitalist fuck jizz stain.
It's quite a title, man.
That's what his handle is on Twitter. At capitalist fuck jizz stain.
You know somebody has that.
I think it's too long.
Oh, is it really?
Don't you think?
Is jizz stain out there?
I would bet. Absolutely. Yeah, tweet us on the Twitter, by the way, at crab diving during the show. But he goes on Twitter and this is Shkreli, the pharma bro, goes on Twitter and twaddles something out like, I can't believe all these idiots are representatives of the people or something like that. Like, he just totally gave a fuck you to the panel. There is an at jizz stain.
There's not a lot going on. I mean, they're following 20 and have 3 followers.
Oh, wow.
Who follows jizz stain?
Somebody jumped on that quickly and then did nothing with it. It's probably for sale. Don't you think?
It's like 3 cam models that look like they're stuck in a container at Follow Jizz Stain. It's a great community on Twitter, by the way. Congratulations all around.
I'm from Ukraine. So there you go. That's do you want to hear a little bit more of this exchange with Bernie and Hillary?
I love it.
And then we'll start to unzip and whip our atheist out and get into the...
we're going to need a towel over here, please.
Get into the whole... Free This Friday.
Anything to do with the huge amounts of campaign contributions and lobbying from the fossil fuel industry? Let's talk about climate change. Do you think there is a reason why not one Republican has the guts to recognize that climate change is real and that we need to transform our energy system? Do you think it has anything to do with the Koch brothers and ExxonMobil pouring huge amounts of money into the political system? That is what goes on in America.
Definite pro Bernie crowd, don't you think?
Right? Those guys went nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there is a reason why these people are putting huge amounts of money into our political system. And in my view, it is undermining American democracy, and it is allowing Congress to represent wealthy campaign contributors and not the working families of this country.
I mean, there you go. That's basically the
goddamn
the biggest, nastiest exchange of the debate last night. The rest of it was very civil. A lot of agreeing going on and on a lot of the issues. Some subtleties. Every once in a while, they'd swipe at each other. about this shit again.
Well, they're having a meaningful, you know, conversation about issues. I mean, God, how funny is that? That's as mean as they got.
Right.
Nobody called anybody like a creep, ugly, an asshole.
Right.
Nobody talked about why didn't Bernie bring up the fact that Hillary bleeds?
Well, right. Well, I don't know. She's 70. I mean, she may not.
Maybe we won't. I mean,
that good ship may have sailed.
Oh, yeah. You know, it makes me sad to say this because I think Bernie is just listening to him. He's inspirational. Well, he makes you want to go out and do shit. He makes you want to go out and burn shit. But like, I kind of would love to have a presidential campaign where it's Trump and Hillary, you know, just going at each other for months.
She'll kill him.
She will destroy it, but it's going to get so ugly. And on Trump's part, I mean, God, maybe we haven't even tapped into his potential for being an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, how is he going to have a reasonable...
Now I'm really looking forward to Trump winning.
I mean, Trump and Bernie.
I really would. I really do hope Trump wins over Ted Cruz. Because Ted Cruz, even though I think that it sounds like somebody's killing a child outside, doesn't it?
There's no child dying. I mean, I don't think so. I'm not going to get up to the window in it. Oh, shut up.
But even...
Shut up, listen you stupid to you. Asshole.
Like, what if the kid's...
No.
...carotid is sliced open and his lifeblood is spilling out and he's crying for help? You're shut up. We're screaming liberals.
Shut the fuck up, bleeding, dying child. I'm talking about liberal shit here. God, he's going...
How dare
again.
You interrupt us while God. We're...
You know, they're just fucking around out there. You know...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, puto.
Hey. I'm going to go.
Io de coño.
Yeah, Io de coño, baby. Don't say that right. That's bad. Is that really bad? Or are you just
that's
fucking with me?
That's not good. No, that's bad.
Son of a what? Of a cunt?
Son of a cunt, I guess. Jeez. Would be the literal interpretation.
I've heard you say that.
I probably computer related.
Right. Oh, God. Fuck computers. That's why fuck Carly Fiorina. She comes from that fucking evil ass goddamn personal fucking printer industry. That subsect of society that is involved in making printers, selling them to chumps, and they're chumps. Listen, if you're going out to buy a printer at fucking Office Depot, you're a fucking chump because that fucking thing is going to break every fucking time. You get paper jams.
Yeah, don't buy it at Office Depot.
What? Where the fuck are you supposed to buy it then, man?
Crabdiving.com /Amazon. Have it delivered to your fucking door.
Oh, they're pieces of fucking shit. And she's from HP. Right?
She ran Fiorino? It. She ran into the ground first. It. Yeah.
She ran it. Her company was responsible for making a printer. I had an HP printer, and that fucking thing made me want to fucking saw my wrist in two with a goddamn steak knife every time. I wanted to print out a two-page document. Fuck you.
Speaking of fuck you, this one.
Ie de coño.
Before we get to the.
Oh my God.
Faithless Friday.
Printers. The printer industry makes me have no faith.
Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, at the bottom of the next hour, we will be probably playing around that time the one of the most favorite segments of Crab Diving all week.
Oh,
people
God.
Just clamor.
Clam.
For the top five songs of the week.
Oh, it's going to be three Justin Bieber songs, followed by that shit song by Adele, followed by some other crappy fucking song.
I saw a story today about the... Well, I'll save it in case the Adele song's still
top five. Fucks,
I saw a story about the Adele song.
You know what fucks with me? That Hello... Adele has that Hello song. Who has Hello? It pisses
Nile
me...
Lionel Richie?
Lionel
Richie?
Lionel. There's another artist that has a song named Hello that's out now, and it's making people think of that song first, rather than the song the great Lionel Richie sang on that wonderful album.
Wait a second, you're saying
long.
There's another song out?
Yes,
not
Hello.
The Adele, not Lionel Richie.
No. It's the a new Hello song. I don't know who it's by, but it's making people think of that song rather than the old song by Lionel Richie, and I think that's kind of fucking bullshit.
I see.
Lionel Richie's music was good. Okay. You listen, if you take Dancing on the Ceiling or whatever that is out of his catalog, it's perfect. God, that sucked. You remember Dancing on the Ceiling?
Yeah, sure.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
What a feeling when we're dancing on the ceiling.
Didn't the Beatles have, well, that God, was Hello that Goodbye. Sucks. That was
That's
Hello
a great
goodbye.
Song. There's nothing bad. You cannot name a bad Beatles album. You can't. Impossible.
So this one.
Impossible.
Also on the list of punchable faces.
Impossible, coño.
And lo siento.
Lo siento, por favor. What does that mean?
Mi compadre.
What does that mean?
Tengo una boca de poo-poo.
Jeez.
So,
how nice.
The,
huh? I said, how nice. I don't even know what that means.
E boca de puto.
The,
fuck you.
And I might have flipped into Italian for a second there, too. I don't even remember. Anyway.
Yay.
This is Jesse Waters, who is really just an unbleachable diaper stain of an asshole. And he is, if you don't know who he is the lapdog toady, alleged comic relief on Fox News. He's the guy that's always on O'Reilly. He does these man on the street interviews where he asks gotcha questions. He goes to liberal events or something like that and asks really biting questions, like the time he went to a National Organization of Women or something event and said, I'm here to help with the war on women. Do I get a gun?
Yes. Yes. Yes, to shoot yourself with, stupid. That would help.
He's really, really,
really a dickhead,
just an asshole.
Well, it speaks to a point we make often on Crab Diving. Conservatives just aren't funny. They're a lot of things, but they're not. But they're hateful, sure, irritating, shrill, all of that. Funny, rarely.
So he does Waters World. It's called.
Okay, wait a second. That's kind of funny. Fuck! Why am I laughing at that?
So. There's a story at Salon.com.
Effete.
And it says, quote, this is his shtick. Shove a camera and microphone in the faces of people he's deemed inarticulate or mockable.
No, fuck off.
Ask a series of seemingly innocuous questions and selectively edit the clips into a 2-minute stream that any curmudgeon O'Reilly Factor viewer can feel smug about. Perfect, right?
Oh my God.
Who is
God.
This? Sophia Tesfaye. Cheers. Good writing. Good wordsmithy. Yeah, yeah. You want to hear a clip of this bullshit? This
Fuck
is,
yeah,
this
man.
Is, so he's apparently decided to bring his foul self to Bernie Sanders supporters.
Oh, wow. Oh, Jesus. Fuck
so
off.
Here we go with all of his brilliant, brilliant insight taking on some Bernie Sanders supporters.
I sincerely hate this guy. He's such a dickhead.
And these are probably, I have a feeling it's going to be a lot of idealistic young people, right?
Yeah.
Who, if you go to a Trump rally, and let's talk to the alternative of the young lunkheads.
Right.
With the stars and bars on their trucks that go to a Trump rally.
Fuck you.
I'm sure if you ask them similar questions.
Right.
You're going to get similar dumb answers because they're young ideologues fired up.
Jesus.
For just that purpose, asshole, right?
Right. you know what? People like Jesse Waters, you fucking assholes. You...
Except our side's fired up for the good.
Yes.
Right?
And yeah, they will never find, the right is never going to find a Jon Stewart. They just aren't. They're not going to find a Daily Show to do to us what Jon Stewart did to you guys for fucking years.
Right.
You're just not going to find that because you're not fucking funny. You're a bunch of fucking blowhard idiots, exclusionary dickheads, homophobes.
Yeah, the current breed of conservatism just doesn't.
There's nothing funny about it.
Doesn't lend itself to. To humor.
Wait,
it's
wait.
Mean. It's.
I said
it's,
something that's totally wrong. I said there's nothing funny about them. Everything is funny about them. There's a lot
right
of things.
Right-wing and bitter, right. Clinging, proud clingers of our guns, our God, our in our religions, in our.
but not not in the way that we're saying funny.
No, not really.
So here's a little bit of the brilliance of Jesse Waters at some kind of, he's at the University of Oregon. And they went to find, God, University of Oregon is probably in Portland. God. All these tree-hugging, granola-eating kids out at the university smoking pot like crazy.
Where are my Crocs, boy?
And here comes Jesse Waters with his wit and brilliance.
Fuck this guy.
To show all the angry white people watching O'Reilly just how much better they are than everybody else. So gross. I just hate this guy so
much. It's a horrible section.
Back in the book segment tonight, Senator Bernie Sanders running well ahead of Hillary Clinton in the New Hampshire polling, as we reported. And all over the country, old Bernie has captured the imaginations of some younger Americans. So we sent Waters out to the University of Oregon to explore the Sanders phenomenon.
Oh, God.
The Sanders phenomenon.
Oh, God, yeah. Jeez,
there's so much, like, he gives himself so much authority.
Just the fuckholery dripping off of him, right? It's
How did he make the transition from, like, the guy on
hormones?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Jesus. Did he used to be a woman?
No, there's no way.
Holy fuck.
Utterly no way, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, how did he make the transition from being on hard copy to, like, the voice of right-wing America on cable television? I mean, it's kind of amazing if you think about it.
Yeah, he's their kingpin, although...
He used to report on, like, fucking somebody's boob job.
He and Megyn Kelly, I guess, flip-flop now in the ratings. And
oh, really?
I read something that behind the scenes, it's the word is that he's none too happy about that.
But he's of course not. He's not
the prettiest, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, Megyn Kelly's getting more ratings.
Occasionally.
Than Bill.
Yes.
No.
He's not happy about that.
Well, make your Especially show better, dummy.
When he's got spun gold like this.
Oh, yeah.
So what year are you here?
I'm a freshman at University of Oregon.
Okay, 18. Okay, this kid's 18. And listen to the genius Waters.
Why aren't you at a toga party right now? So what's your major?
Oh, woo! Wow.
Boy.
That's some humor, right?
Oh, yeah.
Why aren't you at a toga party right now?
Right.
That's how they open this clip. That's look at how fucking funny we are.
Oh, my God. That's the best they had.
Why aren't you at a toga party?
Crickets. Crickets.
Jesus
crickets,
Christ, because I'm not... From the 1970s.
Yeah.
You old asshole. Is what that kid should have said.
Right,
I'm sure that might be what he said, but they edit the fuck out of this.
Maybe all he had was a fitted sheet that makes a bad toga.
Damn.
You're here?
Women and gender studies.
Oh, I studied women in college, too.
Oh.
God, I mean, that's actually, isn't that kind of...
Why do you like Bernie?
He's a great congressman.
He's a senator.
Hmm.
Technically, the Senate is part of Congress, which is the House and the Senate.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm just saying.
Right, right. Are you saying there's flaws in his writing?
Well,
or
yeah, like they went, and then they cut to a visual of Will
who?
The guy in the
he's Will Wheaton,
yeah, exactly, from Star Trek. He's in the Zoolander.
Oh, god damn it, Will Ferrell.
In his Zoolander outfit,
yeah,
with the weird that's what the crickets are. But Congress is, am I right? Right,
yeah,
Congress
absolutely.
Is both houses,
yes, Congress,
the
is
House
both
of Representatives.
Houses.
And the Senate together make the Congress.
So this doesn't make any fucking sense.
Right.
He's a senator.
But he seems to have a lot of integrity, more so than Senator Clinton.
That's not saying much. What policies do you support of Bernie Sanders?
That's so hard to, like,
pinpoint.
Oh, she's so high. I mean, see. Maybe not, but my objective opinion.
Right. The idea he's trying to say, he's saying that all Bernie supporters are stoned college kids. Stupid.
Well, and how about that? How about that slam beforehand? Where, well, you know, I think he's more trustworthy than Hillary. Well, that's not hard.
Yeah, that's barely a joke. That's why they have to have those like fucking sound effects. They have to tell. Right. That's.
Well, we kind of do that.
Yeah, sometimes. That's okay. No, listen. That's a. We don't do anything like this. This sucks. Yeah.
Here we go again.
I think my favorite of his would probably be his healthcare policy.
If you think healthcare is expensive now, mm-hmm. wait till it's free.
I really like his redistribution of wealth policy.
How's Bernie going to accomplish all of these redistributive schemes?
Making it more efficient and not losing any...
he would be able to put pressure on Congress to pass it.
Obama put pressure on Congress to pass his agenda.
Yep.
And they said no.
Definitely like the free education thing.
Well, he's right there. I mean, he's got a point.
Right.
However, what everybody's hoping, what Bernie is hoping, and which is what kind of makes me still wish that it would be great if Bernie, I think I hate that argument where they say right. Bernie's not going to be able to get anything done because he's a big flaming socialist and everything he wants to get done, nobody's going to sign on to. Well,
what the fuck is Hillary going to get
well,
done
exactly.
anyway?
Well, exactly. They're not going to rush to swirl their tongues around her little man in the boat. It's just not going to happen.
But don't you believe, based on like Bernie's record or Hillary's record, that they would be able to work with someone in Congress to get something passed?
Well,
probably.
But maybe the Bernalution.
Is that what it's being called?
Probably.
That is great.
If the
did you make that up?
No, I'm sure I didn't. The
Bernie
Revolution.
Oh, shit.
But if I did, trademark.
Boom.
If this revolution that Bernie is seeking catches on and trickles down in the good way we like trickle down, which is it brings out people to vote for him and energizes people so that down ticket.
Yes.
We get fewer Republican senators. We get fewer Republican representatives,
right.
Congressmen.
Fuck you.
We get fewer of that and more liberals, more Democrats. And even the liberals the Democrats that are running against other Democrats in primaries, maybe more of his progressive agenda, more of his democratic socialism will become popular.
Right.
And that he'll then get the voice of people. He's even saying it. He's like, I can't do it alone. But he's hoping that he'll be out there with the biggest bully pulpit
right.
on the fucking planet. Just
the
about.
Schlong.
I don't know what Bernie's packing.
Who knows?
But he will have that platform
sure.
to go out there every day and say, look, call your congressman. Don't let him get away with this bullshit. This guy, Mitch McConnell,
is trying to
overturn the EPA. Meanwhile, you can see him wincing every time some coal industry asshole is balls deep inside of him.
No, sure. I mean, my God, what if you looked around our country, what would make you think we don't need the EPA?
Right.
Don't. What about that gash that's shitting out methane in California?
I thought you were talking about Mary Fallon in Oklahoma.
See, liberals are funnier. Hey, by the way, you know what the Republicans will always have? They'll have Jesse Waters in this. Woohoo!
Right.
What does that mean in his sketch?
He's got to play stupid shit under.
Woohoo!
He's got to play stupid shit under. His alleged humor.
I know. Woo-hoo! I think we should start doing that. I want to steal from this Jesse Waters.
It's like playing porn music under something you're saying.
But that's funny. That's actually funny. That's funny.
So that's it with I'm not playing anymore that Jesse Waters.
Fuck him.
It's so ridiculous. Woo-hoo! The headline quickly over at the HuffPo.
Maybe Jesse should take some classes at like Groundlings or something. I mean, go to Improv Olympic, go to Second City. Maybe that'll help you.
Well, somebody who needs something.
Yeah.
is the person who brought mom out. He whipped out his mom.
Oh, God.
To some of these events in New Hampshire.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most boring candidate ever spent the most fucking money.
Please clap.
To suck.
Please clap.
Dude, how much money has he spent so far?
50-ish? 50 million.
So you're telling me you spent $50 million. Yeah. When you can't find supporters that will clap at your clap lines. You spent $50 million and still you have to look at people and say, please clap.
Yeah, he's not a barn burner. God, he's not. He doesn't inspire, you know, people to jump up and you know, have wet spots in their pants. It just doesn't. It doesn't occur. It doesn't happen. The headline at the HuffPo, the commie pinko liberal Huffington Post, says Jeb on the brink, in fact.
Oh, no.
And the story it leads to says Jeb Bush seeks to escape the jaws of humiliation in New Hampshire. I think he's fucked, to be honest with
you.
I mean, in
why are you so negative?
In my inexpert and inelegant analysis, I think he's fucked.
Well,
I just don't think he's going to do well in
New
Hampshire.
What do the facts say?
That he's not doing well.
He's got, what's he got? What's his percentage of the loonies?
4%.
That's what you want on your body fat mass index. That's not what you want for, you know, support in a presidential campaign.
Right.
Imagine you're doing so poorly, you have to bring out George fucking Bush. George motherfucking Bush.
Yeah. The latest poll, you said poll, out of New Hampshire has Bush in fifth place.
Ah, out of how many, though?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
you know what he's like? He's like the Chicago Cubs in the mid fucking 90s.
Right.
He really is.
Right. It looks like at least with the poll right now that Rubio, you know, they're saying Rubio has a 3-2-1 strategy. He wants to come in. He would be happy with third in Iowa, second in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And he wants to come in first South Carolina, I think, is what the next one is.
Oh, he thinks he's Southern, and he thinks he's going to get all the fucking rednecks to vote for him.
I guess. Which is possible.
Which I could see it, because that no exception he has, that really gets those pro-life.
And nobody likes Cruz.
I was going to say pro-lifers. I like to call them anti-choice.
Right.
There's
nothing pro-life about those people.
No, they don't give a fuck about life.
They want to fry criminals. They want to, once you come out of the vagina, they don't give fuck all about you.
Fuck all. And, you know, to all these people out there, and I run into them all the time, who are you going to vote for? It doesn't fucking matter. Who gives a fuck? It doesn't, but they're both the same. Both parties are the same.
That's not true. Yeah.
Listen to the debates. You tell me if it's similar.
I mean, ultimately, the whole system needs to get flushed and thrown tits out and tits up and everything and start anew and change things the way it's just ridiculous. Which, by the way, when's Sean coming in?
Oh, yeah.
Whenever President's Day. Sean Donovan from Democracy Now!
And resident leader of the Communist Revolution. I'm just kidding.
Right.
I mean, you
I guess so. Not leader.
I mean, he's doing podcasts. He's talking to people.
He's got some pretty strong opinions about.
Oh, fuck yeah, he does.
The only way things are going to change is with the revolution. He doesn't say violent.
No. I tell you what, though, is going to be great. When he's like 10 years older, he's like maybe an uncle or something. And he shows up at family Thanksgiving, and he's going to be the crazy commie uncle.
You don't think he's already?
Yeah, he probably is. It's great.
So the latest average of the polls shows
above average poll
that the no real. This is kind of good. I mean, if you're really afraid of Ted Cruz, no real bump for Ted Cruz before and after Iowa. February 1st had him at 12% in third place. Or he was in second place at the time. Now he's in third because Rubio has vaulted ahead of him. But he's only got 12.4%. So he's only gone up a little tiny bit after winning Iowa.
No shit.
Hopefully he'll just go away. And
what a fucking loser he is.
A lot of people were thinking it was going to be Trump Cruz, but maybe it's going to be Trump Rubio.
Jeez,
will be the big two. Who knows?
It will. Clinton or Bernie. They are going to. If Rubio's the nominee, they're going to wipe the floor with that motherfucker. It's going to be ugly.
I think the toughest one is Rubio.
How so?
I think he. He's got problems, but he's the least
right
vomit inducing. I mean, of a lot of them over on that side.
But I was reading up on him, and he is considered a little fucking bitch.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
Well, they don't. Yeah, a lot of them don't like him because of the flip flop on immigration. He was, that whole gang of eight. He was one of them, right. And that put forth that. Comprehensive package.
Gang bang of eight. Barely a gang bang, really. Package. Eight people.
And and he has these other hands. He's got that. Well, that side likes it, though. The no exception for rape and incest. For outlawing abortion.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that. That's crazy, yeah. Man.
So right now, the average is Trump. Is in the lead with 30%. Marco Rubio has 16%.
Oh my God.
Ted Cruz with 12. Kasich showing up
again. Who
in fourth?
Who is that?
John Kasich.
Okay. He's running.
Jeb Bush.
Oh, okay.
With 9%.
What a sad shithead.
And then we jump down to 5% for corpulent Chris Christie.
Oh, God. Nobody likes him. Nobody likes that big baby Huey.
Yeah, if he doesn't do well in New Hampshire, I think he'll be floating away. So.
Well, he's gonna sink. I always picture Chris Christie like walking around Jersey like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yeah, right.
In Ghostbusters, just knocking
close
over
close that
shit.
Bridge.
Close that bridge. Fuck you. And then he yells at 9/11 every once in a while. Have you ever heard him answer a question without invoking 9/11?
Right. He's like Rudy Giuliani plus 100 pounds.
Oh, my God. 100. Jeez.
So the last two are tied at 3.9%. Ben Carson and Carly Fiorina. Ah, couldn't happen to a nicer pair to be down at the utter bottom
right
of the... of the of the pile. So there you go.
Right. Congratulations.
The so bottom we'll see of what's the, going on in New Hampshire.
Yes. The bottom of the shithole in the outhouse. That's what we're going. That's what we're delving into.
Right.
Here.
It is Faithless Friday.
This just in.
Here on Crab Diving, ladies and gentlemen.
I guess, really?
Should we see what's over at the Drudge Report?
We didn't even do the headlines.
We just did at the HuffPo. Oh,
okay.
That's Jeb. Do or die, and over
what,
at the
what a sad
report,
piece of shit he is.
Right, it's really,
really sad. I mean, God damn! I mean, he spent all that fucking money. Nobody likes him.
It almost makes me feel sorry for him, but just almost.
And also,
he's still a Bush.
Do you think his campaign's mismanaged, or do you think he is just a tremendous nothing?
All of the above.
I think he's a nothing. Yeah, I don't think anything would help him. How would you? I mean, he's tried shit too, right?
The T-Loons have taken over and they want no part of anything establishment.
Yeah.
And how could you get more establishment than the last name fucking Bush?
Also, I think Jeb is one of the key guys that suffers from, I'm running against Donald fucking Trump.
Right.
I mean, that hasn't helped him, has it? Do you think he likes Donald Trump?
No, no, I think
fucking hates his ass so much.
That was the first one that Trump ran over in the corner and beat the shit out of, and
he's
then
got no
crapped
energy
on his face. Yeah,
he's got no energy. That was the main thing he said about Bush. His energy level.
And
it's insane.
What happened to Bush? Every debate, he went farther and farther away from the center.
Yeah,
as his numbers went down.
Sad.
So. The headline over at the Drudge Report says,
"Fuck you,
Schlafly to Rubio. Who are you? Are they talking Phyllis Schlafly, that fossil?
Is she still alive?
That ancient Skeksis of hatred?
Oh, The Dark Crystal, one of my favorite movies.
Certainly it is her.
You remember that little character?
It is she.
It is she. Do you remember the character that used to pop her eye out and could hold it up with her hand?
Sure, it's a great movie.
In Dark Crystal, man, that was the best. It was like their Yoda.
This is okay. I've just tainted my computer.
Taint.
It leads to a WND article. Oh, WorldNet Daily.
Oh shit. WorldNet Daily. These guys are like chemtrails, birthers, that kind of shit.
Oh sure.
Yeah.
And Hagee writes there. Remember, he writes about
John Hagee, right?
How the blood moon means Jesus is a coming.
Oh, thanks. Good to know. Let me note that.
The headline says, WND exclusive. Schlafly unloads on Rubio.
Oh, yes. Ow, ow, get off me.
He betrayed us all, she says.
It burns.
Conservative icon calls media favorite a, quote, lackey for the establishment. Apparently, jeez. Phyllis, not a big fan of Marco Rubio.
I always just assume all those right-wing nutjob assholes just like each other. Are they all equally as hateful?
She said, once he got elected, he betrayed us all. He said he was against amnesty and against the establishment, and once he got in right away, he became an agent of the establishment.
Ooh.
And now, of course, he's big for amnesty and letting all the illegal immigrants in. He betrayed us a number of times on that issue.
Right. Fuck Phyllis. So what?
Phyllis says immigration right now is the biggest issue. All you need to do is look at Europe and you can see that. But there are other issues like trade where Rubio has aligned with the establishment against the American worker.
It is amazing. A bunch of people coming from Syria, displaced, refugees, needing a place to live. And what are all these conservatives doing that are supposed to be big badass motherfuckers? They're afraid of kids. Don't want to let them in.
Yeah. Right.
Is that what she means when she says, look at Europe?
Yeah. Oh,
look
sure.
Look at all the Syrians.
Right. Look at all the brown
Germany.
People. Sure. Look at all the brown ones they let in. And now they're raping all the white Christian girls.
How Christ-like, guys.
She says, I understand that in media newsrooms and in Washington establishment circles, Marco is the chosen one. She says, immigration is the issue. She said that's why she can't support him. She hasn't officially endorsed anyone yet. So, you know, everyone keep your ears peeled for that prize endorsement of Phyllis fucking Schlafly.
I can't wait.
She has spoken highly of Trump and Ted Cruz.
Right.
So far.
It's like the Crypt Keeper. Who's the Crypt Keeper going to endorse? Remember that guy? What's that one, that show that used to come on weekends, like 11 o'clock? Tales from the Crypt.
Oh, the Crypt Keeper show. Yeah, Tales from the Crypt. Yeah.
That's what she's like.
So there we go.
No offense.
That's. Do you care about the Super Bowl? I don't. But listen to.
Who's in it?
shit, Denver man. And Carolina.
Oh, God.
Listen to 8 p.m. tonight.
Oh, my God. The go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
The Daily Upper Decker
Super Bowl 50 preview episode.
Super Bowl.
Eli Manning. Who's it? Peyton. That's Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning.
he looks like a dipshit sometimes. That's just me. I mean, I don't know the guy. Like, something, like dumb looks
too
on
many
it.
Cousins in the family tree, you mean?
Something like that.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
I've got... was that not nice?
No, it's just funny.
I've got.
You think they give him a cameo? Like, if there was a Deliverance 2, do you think they'd let him do like a celeb cameo? Be one of the, like
Deliverance,
one of the rednecks that. You think he would get a turn on Ned Beatty?
Sure. Squeal.
Good luck. Good luck on Sunday, anyway, Peyton. Have a good one.
The you know. We did a story not that long ago.
This just in.
Where two of these TV preachers, but not just regular asshole snake oil salesman frauds.
Okay.
These are the guys who actually claim that the Lord wants them to take all your money. These prosperity gospel guys.
No, man.
Like a Creflo Dollar.
Oh, my God. This is insane. By the way, how can we donate to Creflo so he can buy another jet?
Creflo. And if you're going to donate to anything, donate to that group that's trying to buy Pastor Manning's church. Well, donate to us, too. Yeah. Donate to...
Amazon portal on crab diving.
Yeah, donate to that group that's trying to buy Pastor Manning's church.
Oh, yeah, do that.
Atla Church in New York, in Harlem, and they want to turn it into an LGBT youth center or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I think they should just turn it into a sex dungeon fortress.
Come fest!
Oh, my God. Come fest.
Well, this is Kenneth Copeland.
Okay. Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me.
He was the guy who we heard sitting with another asshole.
I can't stand
this
dude.
And they were justifying the fact that the Lord tells them that they need a second and third private jet to spread the gospel, because what the hell's wrong with you? Why do you just have one? Remember, Copeland said he was walking in his, he was sitting there, and then he stood up in his private jet after the Lord told him. The Lord was like, "What are you doing? You just have. What do you mean you're happy with one jet?
Oh yeah, are you stupid?
Yeah,
hey, do you not want to live? You don't know live until you have two jets."
So here, you just got to listen to this.
Where do you even put them? I got two jets. Okay. Driveway?
Here's Kenneth Copeland, who has also told people he can destroy the Ebola virus by speaking in tongues. Is one of his past.
Oh, how nice.
His past deals.
Copeland speaks in tongues.
You're right.
Do you have that guy still?
This is him.
That's the best. Yeah. Oh, my God.
You feel the Ebola running away?
Oh, yeah. Jeez. Why did they... Why don't they just...
What is wrong with people?
Why don't they fly drones over Africa with this blaring and speakers and get
there
rid
you
of
go.
Ebola once
really?
And for all? Can he cure any disease
Seriously,
with some combination?
Take your jet to Ghana, motherfucker, and blare that shit over the radio and cure all the Ebola.
Hey, fuck Scarelli and his AIDS drugs. I don't need that. This guy just said to me,
right.
I have AIDS now. Thank you.
Well, here he is. Here
God,
he is.
So fucking dumb.
From, here, you just gotta listen to this asshole.
I believe with all my heart that his son is called and anointed to be the next president of the United States.
He is speaking of none other than Rafael Cruz.
God damn.
Would you welcome Rafael Cruz to this platform? Glory to God. Come on, somebody pray.
Rafael.
God. Amen.
Clean up on aisle 69.
This audience about the time that your family spent in prayer.
No, I can't. Anyway.
Damn it.
But so there you go. That's Kenneth Copeland, who believes that Ted Cruz has been called and anointed.
Oh, my fucking God.
By God.
Could you imagine?
To become the president of the United States.
Could you imagine telling that? How does he say that to an audience and not like snicker or, you know, really? Are we all really believing there's some ethereal being up there that says, hey, Ted.
That's the guy?
Yeah. By the way, that's the
guy? Right.
There's all kinds of guys you could pick from.
Right.
Why him?
Yeah,
well, he's
yeah.
like reptilian.
Right. Yeah. Like a broken glass dildo.
I mean, oh,
it's
wow.
just not fun.
No, it's actually harmful.
Yes, to a box of dildo.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, guys in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
Oh, my God.
So
massages.
We played a little bit of Jesse fucking God, Waters.
The fuck does he say massages like that?
Massages?
Lee, I mean, what kind of fucking... I mean, that, I know, I know the southern accent is nuts.
I think he...
damn. It's massages.
You know he's jerking off when he's talking about it. He probably had a little pre-cum dropout or something. Yeah. Lost his...
I just... Who the fuck sounds like that? That's all. It's just bizarre. He's a lawmaker.
He's
that's
an
who
asshole.
Sounds like.
He's a giant, massive asshole.
Right.
And speaking of, don't forget our Twitter feed, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Crab Diving. Don't forget also our Facebook feed, facebook.com/crabdiving. I've got a story, a couple stories today that we actually have already put out on the crab diving. This is fucking Fox News, man. And Eric Bolling, who really is just another clinger.
Yes.
To the ass hairs of conservative oh, dick watery.
Jeez.
And
you gotta shake him loose.
And right,
get out of there.
And they, I don't know if this is the Five or what fucking show this is.
By the way, yesterday, are we still concerned? Is Fox News still concerned that ideology could maybe taint journalism?
Right.
Are they worried about that?
Yeah, Bill O'Reilly is concerned about that.
Oh my God in heaven.
So this is, I don't know what show this is. I think it is the Five, actually.
This just in.
Juan Williams, Eric Bolling.
Oh, my God.
Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Juan Williams is not batshit
he's supposed
crazy.
To be he's supposed to be the voice of reason, but
dude,
he said some dumb shit.
He used to host a show on NPR that would air in Chicago. It was
Juan
so
Williams?
Good. Yeah, it was great. It wasn't like crazy right-wing nut job bullshit either.
Yeah. This time on The Five, they also have... what's his name from the Ducey show? Kilmeade.
Oh my God. Give it up for all the white guys you're about to hear from.
Yeah. So let's see. I'm trying to find the specific clip that they're talking about, but this is, Obama. They say that Obama downplays current threats to the U.S. That's what it says at the bottom when they're talking about him going to that mosque.
No, okay.
He's downplaying the current threats to the U.S.
No.
Warning not to feed into fear. We're telling you, be afraid, white
right.
people.
This is crazy.
Here's a little bit of the Five.
All right.
Right now.
About a strategy to take out ISIS, but what do you think, Eric?
Okay, so he said, was talking about fear after he was talking about his daughters growing up and leaving. So I'm not sure that we can pin that he was saying we shouldn't fear ISIS as an existential threat. It may be fearing your kids growing up and leaving, making sure they're okay. I'm going to cut him some slack on that, though. It was a wonderful speech today. Going back to the mosque. 2015 was the most violent, deadly year for Christians around the world.
Oh, brother.
Like in modern history, not just recent history, modern history, 7,100 Christians were killed for faith-related reasons, but I haven't heard him talk about that very much. And I would like to see him at...
What about the tens of thousands of Muslims killed for faith-related reasons by ISIS?
Fuck you. We're talking about white people.
Oh, that's right.
We're talking about white people!
But what about the Christians?
Address that as well as how defensive he gets with the Muslim faith being attacked as well.
Yeah, there's mass genocide going on around with Christians around the world, and he never seems to bring it up, or he is uncomfortable bringing it up. What do you think, KG?
Yeah, I think that Christians are being driven out of the Middle East in droves, being raped and tortured, murdered, religious Christian sites and churches not being allowed to be rebuilt. What is the president doing to stand for them instead?
Oh, for God's
Jesus
sake.
Jesus Christ.
Why isn't he standing for the Christians, Ryan?
Every time he gives one of these speeches, we hear a little excerpt from the book of Obama of how Christians should be living their life and that Muslims, it's a religion of peace. Mm-hmm. Show me the evidence.
Two of the things about the actual event. Upon further review...
Here's Kilmeade.
Someone's got to do a background check. One of the people that he had a private meeting with is vehemently anti-gay.
which I think that goes against the president's new agenda. And he also was introduced by a guy named Muhammad Jamil, who accused Israel of engaging in genocide back in 2014.
These are religious assholes. These are nuts. If he goes and meets with some Christian leader, we can play quotes of that Christian leader saying we should round up the gays and put them into, you know, I mean, there's heinous bullshit on both sides.
This is like the complaining white guy hour.
Yeah,
the bitching and moaning of the fucking white dickheads.
So his staffer should understand where you're going in Baltimore, number one. Number two is he made a statement. He said, an attack on one religion is an attack on all religions. And that would have been a perfect time to say, for example, your number. 7,100 Christians have been killed, and that's where we feel about that. And that's where we got to build is tolerance. I do think that maybe...
He's in a mosque, so he's going to say... You know, we need to build religious tolerance, like you people killing those Christians in the Middle East. What the fuck?
You're supposed to bring that up at a mosque?
What is wrong with these morons?
And, by the way, when you visit a church, I mean, what are you supposed to bring up there?
Maybe there was a sense in this country for some astounding reason that he's Muslim, and maybe 20% of the country when asked think he's Muslim. And if he went to a mosque earlier, to your earlier point, people would say, well, there he goes. And Donald Trump did make a comment today. He says maybe he's visiting because he's more comfortable there. So that would have been maybe fueling other people that wouldn't
20%
get over that.
Would be one of five. So technically, theoretically, one of the five of us at this table.
It's even higher.
But I must say,
oh, listen to them laughing about the people that might think he's a Muslim. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Wink, wink, wink.
It's irresponsible.
I mean, I don't understand what you guys.
This is Juan Williams.
Yeah. Guys are doing because the challenge at the moment has to do with the spike in attacks, hate crimes against Muslims in the United States. And don't forget, you've had Donald Trump say we should ban people of the Muslim
faith. There are increasing number hate crimes against Muslims.
I don't know how you.
Does bowling? This is why bowling needs to turn off his own fucking station, because they don't have news. What do you mean? Are there hate crimes in the United States?
Oh, my God. You really... If you work... Do you think the people who work at Fox News, do you think they all just listen to Fox News all day? Or do they, you know, when they're on the elliptical or something, do they tune into NPR?
No, of course not. Meanwhile, there's been a spike... hate crimes now has been reported 5 times more common today than before 9/11. And edging steadily upward, it says, over the past few years. Over the past few years.
Wow, so...
And a new report says that Muslims are feeling growing anti-Muslim sentiment after the Islamic State attacks in Paris and the San Bernardino shooting here. Well,
Jesus,
led by this circle of twentage here.
You really, this is
and
where
their compatriots at Fox. Right.
I mean, you just got to have our leaders have to step up and say this kind of shit isn't acceptable.
They're trying.
An example needs to be made.
They're trying.
You know?
And then fucking these assholes get on TV and say, oh, he's just sucking all the Muslims' dicks.
You're playing the race card.
And he's not. What about the Christians that are being persecuted?
Again, there's no war on Christianity. Is there a war on Christianity
not
right
in this
now?
Country.
Not in this country. You got mad because they took the cross off your latte cup.
And yeah, if know? Christians are being persecuted somewhere, that's some heinous bullshit. But Muslims are being persecuted also. And Hindus are being persecuted somewhere.
Right.
And Buddhists are being persecuted somewhere.
Right, right.
And atheists are being persecuted everywhere. And it's just all the persecution got to stop.
Right.
Right?
Why can't we all just get along? That's what I'm saying.
Just fucking get along. So because, Eric fucking dickheads. Bowling. Is there hate crimes?
You know, this is why we can't get along, because people like this Eric Bowling exists.
Right.
Donald Trump say we should ban people of the Muslim faith.
Are there a lot of hate crimes against Muslims?
I don't know how you judge a lot, but I'm saying
any.
No,
I haven't heard of any. Well, how many times a month are we talking about somebody throwing bacon at a mosque
or
breaking the windows, or there was a little spate of fires going on? I see every day somebody who was beaten up because they were Muslim, or a woman was harassed because she was wearing a hijab.
It's fucked up.
And this asshole, I haven't seen any.
He hasn't seen any at the Fox News compound.
Of course he hasn't. I guess maybe around. He speaks the truth. Of course he hasn't seen any hate crimes, because they're not going to cover that over at Fox.
Of course not.
Numbers for that.
Not only that, they exist.
And then that asshole Guilfoyle. Where are the numbers for that? Oh,
fuck you, dude.
Yeah, let me see the numbers of the Muslims that are hate criming. He's or asking, being hate crime.
That's amazing. He's asking where the facts that support racism fucking exist. Is he kidding?
Prove it.
Oh my God.
Prove it.
Fucking idiots.
And they just beat that guy up because he was an asshole, not because he was a Muslim, even though they were screaming Muslim asshole.
Show me the facts. Show me the facts to support the existence of racism.
Okay.
Oh God.
Number five, ladies and gentlemen, the Billboard Hot 100. Champagne pop. Flo Rida. Come on, like my house. Hear a knock on the door and the night begins. Cause we've done this before, so you come on in. Make yourself at my home, tell me where you been. Pour yourself something cold, baby, cheers to this. Sometimes you gotta stay in, and you know where I live. There you go, Flo Rida, back in the at the top of the charts.
Oh, yeah.
Number five, up from 12.
Oh, boy. Hey, congratulations, Flo Rida.
Congratulations, Flo Rida. The Billboard Hot 100, billboard.com, ladies and gentlemen, has Flo Rida jumping seven spots to the number five spot. this is the song Ryan referenced earlier.
Oh, this is a Bieber?
No.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to me to go over.
So a story I saw today was that some organization.
Yes.
That's like anti-harassment, anti-stalking.
Okay.
Used.
I'm anti that.
The lyrics in a bunch of songs, including this one. as, you know, stuff that you need to watch out for. Because she opens up saying, I must have called 10,000 times. Or at one point, I must have called 1,000 times like that. And she's like, it's been, she's like, hello, it's been how many years now? So now she's calling again.
don't call anymore.
It's
like, you know what I mean?
So they're saying maybe calling someone 1,000 times isn't the way to handle situations.
Maybe send them an email or something.
Or 1,000 emails.
Right.
If you at some point don't get responses.
But what if you're a Nigerian prince trying to redistribute your wealth?
So that's the number four song of the week, dropping from number three.
Congratulations.
Adele with Hello.
Wait, did she improve or did she drop?
She deproved.
Oh.
Sadly.
Oh, shit.
At numero trace, up from number four,
fuck you,
is 21 Pilots with Stressed Out. Saying us to sing, but now we're stressed out. We're stressed out.
Strong use of the echo or the reverb. Is that reverb?
Yeah, reverb.
I love that.
Sure.
High marks to that song. Nice work. Nice use of reverb. You will go on to the next level.
You may proceed. At the number two spot,
pack up your knives.
Which last week,
what did they say on Survivor when you were sent home? Put out your torch, dummy, or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Extinguish your light.
The number two song, which last week was number one, is Justin Bieber, and he's very, 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 very sorry. He's very sorry for that song. That's the number two song, according to the Billboard Hot 100, Justin Bieber with Sorry.
I mean, it's like he's barely putting those words together.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like he's thinking so hard when he's singing those fucking lyrics.
Up from number two last week to the numero uno.
Oh, this is the big number one, right?
Spot.
No.
Is none other than Justin Bieber again.
You still hit my phone up. And baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that. My mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong.
Shut up.
I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know.
Shit out of him.
Justin Bieber with that, Love Yourself.
That seems like a lot of verse before they get to that goddamn hook.
The hook is, the song.
Oh my god, it just takes, no dude, it takes an unusual amount of time.
You think?
And it's building to this. Because
it's,
I,
the
like
number one song.
The way I look at myself.
Something's going
fuck
on.
Fuck you. Fuck you. I'm Justin Bieber.
It's the number one song.
He's barely getting any ideas across.
That's the top five of the week, ladies and gentlemen, according to the Billboard Hot 100. Billboard.
Please run out to the record store. Buy all these. You going to go buy all these albums in
I
the
might
stores?
Not. No? I might not. I like the Florida one.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I like
that.
Florida.
That was a good song. There actually were a bunch of good songs, and then Justin Bieber had some really shitty entries.
You're feeling... Yeah. You're feeling that it was a bad ending.
Because I like the way I look at myself.
Or whatever. I've got a story out of the sovereign state of Alabama.
Eat a dick, boy. Come here, Ned Beatty.
The Alabama state senator.
Okay.
This guy's got quite a name going, too.
Oh, shit. Is this guy a progressive, Democrat, liberal?
Wait. Let me see. Okay. Survey says he is not.
Damn it.
He's from Woodville.
I should have phoned a friend.
Woodville.
Okay.
Alabama.
Woodville. Hey, baby, you want to take a trip to Woodville?
apparently he was at a recent prayer breakfast.
Hell yeah, boy.
Because nothing makes shitty scrambled eggs taste better than a little Jesus magic.
Oh yeah, biscuits and gravy, and here's my sins.
And hating on homosexuals.
Fuck you.
He was in northern Alabama.
Yeah. Oh, that's the nice part. Northern Alabama, dude. That's the fucking sticks.
Really?
Come here, boy.
State Senator Shadrach McGill.
Come on.
I swear. Shadrach.
What?
S-H-A-D-R-A-C-K. Shadrach McGill.
How do you know it's not Shadrach? Shadrach McGill.
Maybe it's Shadrach.
This is Shadrach McGillicuddy.
I'm sure it's Shadrach.
Shadrach? Shadrach. Ma'am, Shadrach.
Was.
Fuck you, boy.
Was talking and said he is again giving teachers a raise.
They don't want to give no teachers no raise.
Because.
Great.
It goes against the Bible.
Oh, man.
Quote. It's a biblical principle.
Right.
If you double a teacher's pay scale, you'll attract people who aren't called to teach. So he's saying we got to keep it poverty wages so that only the people who have true callings to become teachers will become teachers.
It's nuts. It's the Shadrach guy.
What kind of fucked up, bizarre assholery? And why?
I don't know what this is.
Where is it? Biblical.
I don't know.
Where? What Bullshitticus?
What yeah.
Chapter of Bullshitticus says that thou shalt not pay the teacher,
thou shalt
lest they
not.
Get all uppity and shit?
Jesus wouldn't want you to pay that teacher more.
What?
Are you kidding me? If we don't, hey, think about it like this. If you don't want to give teachers raises, if you don't think they deserve a raise, who the fuck does?
Right.
Oh my God.
You'll attract people. If you double a teacher's pay scale, you'll attract people who aren't called to teach to go in and raise someone's child for 8 hours a day, or many people's children's for eight. He didn't say children. Children.
Chillins.
For 8 hours a day requires a calling.
You know what they say in the South? Instead of children, they say chillins. Youngins, chillins.
It better be a calling in your life. I know I wouldn't want to do it, okay?
Oh my God! What an asshole!
So we shouldn't pay teachers more because you know people are just going to do it because greedy.
Being
in the state senate.
Yeah, what's so noble about what you do, dickhead?
Meanwhile,
it's a calling.
According to AL.com, Alabama's newspaper.
Shit! Imagine if you're a fucking teacher and you believe in Jesus, then all of a sudden this guy says, your Bible is telling me not to give you a raise. Oh, right. Man. That's a real test of faith.
But he also supported a 62% pay increase the legislature gave itself.
69. Damn.
Because he said now if you pay them more, they're less susceptible to taking bribes.
Holy motherfuck. Hell of a lot of nerve.
We can't pay teachers.
You're shitting me.
Because if we pay more,
right,
just greedy people are going to show up for the paycheck and not people that are called to help the youngins. But now my job, you got to pay me more so I'm not tempted to put my hand out.
So that guy, the Bible says that guy should get paid more.
Right, they're less susceptible to taking bribes.
Imagine you're an elected representative of the people. You look at a constituent and you say, hey, Jesus said I should get paid more. Not you, dummy.
Right.
Not you, you fucking teacher. You fucking teacher. You know,
who should be paid the most?
Right. Again, when we say, when people say there's no difference between a Democrat and the Republicans, you're out of your fucking mind.
Right.
Didn't we just hear Hillary Clinton say she was trying to put caps on the salaries of CEOs?
Right. Which
this motherfucker,
rock on.
This motherfucker doesn't want to give a teacher a fucking raise.
Correct. But that, wants to give.
That's the difference.
Surely wants to give a corporation a tax break, or a billionaire a tax break.
Come here, corporation. Let me suck on you.
Yeah.
God damn.
Real quick, over at our Facebook, we shared this. This is some guy tweeted. I don't know who this is. Brian Donaldson at the Nardvark is his Twitter.
The Nardvark.
He had a great tweet that went viral yesterday, and they shared it over on somebody shared it on Facebook, and we reshared it. But all he said was, Mike Huckabee has decided to end his presidential campaign, but I think he should be forced to carry it to full term.
That's good.
Perfect.
That's good.
Perfect sentiment. I'm sure we have a comment or two about killing on there. I've got a story. We still got a few minutes left here for this Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
The tail end of the show.
So far hasn't crashed again, thanks to the spaghetti monster. We're still going out. We've had some technical issues
right
here. This is out of Kansas-stan.
Kansas-stan.
Brown-beckistan. Brown-beckistan.
Nine.
Right in the asshole of the country.
Right.
Over in that.
Well, to be fair, I mean, there's more
Oklahoma.
Than, we got a lot of assholes. Yeah, would say Oklahoma.
Maybe Oklahoma.
Mississippi, but it's got a coast, so.
Speaking of teachers, the Wichita Eagle is the newspaper there, and the Wichita Eagle is reporting that State Senator Mary Pilcher Cook, hyphenated Pilcher Cook, has putting forth a bill in the Kansas legislature
what
that will allow teachers
okay Oh, good. Something for teachers.
To face criminal prosecution. Oh,
God damn it.
If they teach students material considered harmful.
Holy shit. God. Isn't that creepy? That's like fascist-y.
Well, yeah. She was angry over a poster in a school district, Shawnee Mission Public School District, that I don't know if it was a sex ed class or whatever, but it said, how do people express their sexual feelings? And one of the things listed was oral sex, Ryan.
Oh, geez.
Ms. Pitcher-Cook brought up this bill for consideration at committee on Tuesday. She said, state laws should protect parents' rights to safeguard our children against harmful materials.
Oh, my God. Everybody relax.
This says that if this ridiculous bill were to pass, teachers could be charged and spend up to 6 months in jail.
Are you fucking kidding me?
One of the other people there spoke out against the bill, whose husband is a teacher. He said it would be used to intimidate teachers and create fear. He submitted a list of books from the American Library Association, which are the most banned, including Huck Finn and the Harry Potter series.
Oh, my God.
He said, here's what my husband wants to know. Which of the books on the list are going to send him to jail?
Boo.
That's all we need to know. A representative, a Democrat, John Carmichael.
Okay.
Has also raised concerns, saying that the bill, what if they show a picture of Michelangelo's David with its willy hanging out, and some asshole Christian decides, you showed my kid pornography.
Right. Now you got to go to court. Holy fuck. This is nuts.
He said the off color humor in Romeo and Juliet. Some of the Shakespeare stuff.
Oh, yeah.
This guy, interestingly named, he's the spokesman for the American Family Association of Kansas and Missouri.
Oh, my fucking God.
How much fun at parties must this guy be?
Oh, geez. Real ball. Can you imagine?
His name is Philip Cosby.
You've just raped Bill Cosby.
No!
Phil Cosby. Philip Cosby. Oh, my God. He is the spokesman for the AFA in Kansas and Missouri. He's got both Kansas and Missouri.
Jeez.
I'm sure Oklahoma probably has its own. Right. There's too much going on there.
They're so busy.
Texas has its own.
Oh, please. Texas has got everything.
He complained about the, quote, tsunami of moral decay in American culture. These are people speaking about this bill.
Oh, my God.
He went up and spoke and said, there's a tsunami of moral decay in American culture. He says, I can't go to a Kansas City Royals game without my grandchildren being exposed to ads for erectile dysfunction medication.
It's nuts.
What is that blue pill for, Grandpa? So Grandpa can fuck Grandma. He said, it's a tsunami. He says, quote, and maybe we're the Dutch boy who's just putting their finger in the dam.
Oh, my God.
I wish he would have said dyke, but he didn't.
Dutch boy. Who the fuck has that expression on the tip of their tongue, by the way? Who says that?
He's got to be 100,
Jesus
right?
Jesus Christ. That's a good one.
There you go. I no word on whether it's. I guess it's going to pass out of committee or not, but they just had their speeches and stuff, and I guess it's proceeding on.
Oh, wonderful.
But this heinous law in Kansas-stan, where they want to be, you know, if somebody gets their panties in a knit, over
that is insane.
Something a teacher teaches, they can lose their mind.
Right.
And, right. What if it's political? What if it's evolution? What if somebody decides he taught my son he came from a monkey?
And then what if in the back of your mind as a teacher you're like, I'm not gonna teach this because fuck it. It's not worth it. I don't wanna lose my job. I'm just not gonna teach it.
Right.
It could get me in trouble. Your fucking hands are tied, man.
Breaking news here in the last couple of moments of this Big Friday show. Thanks for joining us, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to everything here on the network, crab diving 24/7 for your ear holes. And don't forget, help us out. Buy online. Buy it through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Helps us out. Here we get a little nibble. Doesn't cost you anything. We just get a little commissione.
Right.
A big earthquake in Taiwan.
This just in.
Oh, really?
6.4. Ooh, that's big, right?
Near the city of Tiananmen, it says at least one partial building collapsed.
My summer home there.
People are trapped, they think.
God. What a nightmare, dude.
So far, no word on deaths or anything, but they say 37 people had to be rescued from a seven-story building. They said it's a 43 kilometers southeast of the city of 2 million people.
Okay.
Shallow depth, which would have amplified the effects, it said, and it was a 6.7. Collapsed buildings reported. Rescue workers arriving on scene. Says onlookers are encouraged not to block access to emergency crews, obviously. There you go. A temblor over on the other side of the planet over in Taiwan.
That's crazy.
Hopefully it won't... There won't be any casualties or anything.
Oh, my God. There's going to be a tidal wave now. Will that cause
a tsunami? Maybe not.
I don't know.
I don't see anything about a tsunami warning.
We should ask our AccuWeather department. Kate?
The dog?
Be on
She's
the lookout.
She's sound fucking sleep.
Do we have a signal for her if there's an earthquake? Does she give us a high sign or something?
I don't. The earthquakes I've felt, there's been no Kate warning. She just kind of
She doesn't get
there.
Up and bark or anything?
No.
I thought animals did that.
Cares, not all, zero. One, I was at work, so I can't speak to.
Yes.
And she was in Chicago at the time, so
she wouldn't know.
So she wouldn't have known.
Okay.
That's about it for us.
Oh, my God. What
Ladies
happened?
Ladies and gentlemen, it went so quickly today, this Faithless Friday. Thanks for joining us here on the Crab Diving Show. We appreciate the hell out of your listenership. Spread the crabs. Love the crabs. Share the crabs. All over Facebook and all over Twitter and Instagram.
Please.
And Pinterest and et cetera, et cetera,
right.
et cetera. Don't forget to go to crabdiving.com for all the other stuff that's here on the network. Also, iTunes, Stitcher. If you get us from iTunes or Stitcher, we'd love it if you left us a good review. A bunch of thumbs up, a bunch of stars, whatever the hell you leave.
Support us.
Tonight in Los Angeles, if it's the 5th of February.
Okay.
Go see Ryan. Do some comedy at the Bomb Shelter in Los Angeles, California. Tomorrow night, Saturday, he will be doing Rated R Comedy Show, followed by Sloppy Seconds and a comedy show, too. Don't forget to follow him on the Twitter. Find out all the details at his Twitter stream, Rated R Comedy. Go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking motherfucking Vile.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye-bye. DTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.